Vermont Gas is building the Addison-Rutland Natural Gas Pipeline. Phase 1 extends current operations in Chittenden County to the Middlebury and Vergennes area in Addison County. Phase 2 extends the pipeline to Cornwall and Shoreham with an extension to the International Paper Mill in Ticonderoga, New York. Phase 3 will bring the natural gas pipeline to Rutland. The project has recently encountered some stumbling blocks. In late July, the Public Service Board called a halt to construction of parts of the pipeline until soil sampling and management plans are complete. The estimated cost of phases 1 and 2 have increased. The Vermont Public Service Department asked the Public Service Board to fine the company $35,000 for being too slow to report that phase 1 costs had increased 40% to more than $121 million. So when a survey was published by Vermont Business Magazine, Vermont Gas spokesman Stephen Wark was quick to note the public's significant support for the project.
The results were very strong. 80% of the people that participated supported natural gas at some level and wanted to see expansion. So we're very excited about this because it's yet another data point that gives a clear indication of the value of natural gas and how Vermonters want it.
But members of Rising Tide Vermont do not want the pipeline. It and other groups have staged protests at company offices and work sites. Organizer Keith Brunner says the survey does not reflect what's been seen at the Public Service Board.
I would disagree that 80% of Vermonters are supportive. What we saw is, I think it was 96% of all of the public comments for phase one that came in were opposed to the pipeline, and that was about 2,000 comments. So this 80% number is really not realistic as to the public sentiment.
The poll showed 51% of respondents believe the natural gas pipeline will save households and businesses in Addison and Rutland counties money. 15% felt natural gas is an environmentally better heating source, and 13% say the pipeline will open the door for more business development, especially in Rutland County. Brunner believes it was nothing more than a push poll that Vermont Gas is using to garner support for the pipeline as project problems multiply.
When we look at the questions, you can see how it's related to a lot of misinformation that Vermont Gas is putting out. The cost for both phases of the pipeline are skyrocketing. 500 ratepayers last week also signed and delivered a petition opposing rate hikes to pay for the cost increase. So I think what we're seeing is that the gas company is really trying any means to show public support.
Phase 3 of the project is being accelerated following a joint request from the Rutland Economic Development Corporation and the Rutland Chamber of Commerce. Development Corporation Executive Director Jamie Stewart says the poll numbers are accurate and opponents disingenuous.
Anytime there is a construction project of this scope and scale, there's going to be variables in the cost of materials, which is what's driving a portion of these increases. Because of the fact that there's a boom across the country in expansion of natural gas because of the new reserves being identified, you have higher demand, you're going to have higher costs. And sometimes over the course of a year or 2 years, you can see significant jumps in those material costs. I would also say that some of the opponents that have jumped on this issue, I find it somewhat disingenuous, as they have done everything they can to drive the cost higher on the project and then are claiming foul when the project costs go up.
The pipeline's phase one from Chittenden County to Middlebury is currently under construction. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.